Next case, please.
The next case is a case 11806. Brian and Tony Milmo seek a variance from the rear yard setback, section 115-34B of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located at the northwest side of Fresh Pond Road, approximately 492 feet west of Hickman Road. The 911 address is 30900 Fresh Pond Road in Ocean View. The zoning district is MR. The tax map is District 134, Map 9, Parcel 11171. Specifically, they're requesting a 4-foot variance from the rear yard setback. Received no letters in opposition. We received one mail return, and we did receive one letter in support. And that letter is from the Bethany Preserve Architectural Review Committee. And that the sunroom is approved pending a letter from the engineer stating that they're in compliance with the stormwater, that there's some hardscape issue, things that need to be addressed, and that they would need to comply with all codes. And that they must adhere to the Architectural Review Committee, and that they assume no responsibility for the contractor and the cleanup and of the work, and they wish him well with his project. We were also just submitted a letter that says, we, the undersigned, as residents of Bethany Preserve, are aware of the proposed construction of a sunroom at the above-noted address of Brian and Tony Milmo that would encroach upon the rear yard setback of their lot 31, by 4 feet. We do not have an objection to the granting of the 4-foot rear yard setback variance sought for the construction of the proposed sunroom, and is signed by Christopher Straub, Bonnie Nelson, Marianne Potter, and Diane Mundry. Thank you.
Please state your name and address for the record.
I'm Brian Milmo, 3090 Fresh Pond Drive, Ocean View, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman,
good members of the board, good evening. My name is Brian Milmo. I live on Fresh Pond Drive, and I am seeking a 4-foot variance for the construction of a sunroom at the rear of my property. And I can go through the various elements. The most important thing I think that needs to be brought forward in terms of uniqueness is the fact that the pool is located right behind my property, and my property is 14 feet from the beginning of the pool property, and it is the property that's the most close to the pool. There are no other property that's that close. So it's a very shallow lot. And I'll just go ahead and read from my written statements. The lot in question is particularly small and one of the smallest lots in the community. It is very narrow and shallow, and so narrow and shallow, in fact, that 4 of the 6 models offered by the builder in September 2014 were too wide and or too deep to be built within the established 10-foot side and rear setbacks. In addition, the builder did not site and or build the home at the 30-foot front setback, the effect of which deprived the applicant's use of one additional foot for an addition in the rear within the limits of a development. These factors significantly limit the size of hardscaping, decking, or sunroom to permit applicants reasonable use of the property. And that is not the case with most other homeowners in the community whose lots are of a size and shape as to permit a rear addition to their home without the need for any variance. With respect to the next criterion, cannot be otherwise developed. Authorization of a variance is required to permit the applicant to construct a four-season room that is 14 feet deep and 18.7 feet wide and designed to be a gathering place for the applicant's large extended family and accommodate their table seating 10 persons that does not otherwise fit within the existing home, as well as casual furniture. While it is possible to build a room that is 10 feet by 18.7 feet, any smaller size room would preclude the reasonable use of that area as a gathering place for meals with use of a table owned by the applicants for more than 20 years. A 10-foot deep room would further restrict the applicant's use of the room for socializing with family and others. This is so because it limits the applicant's ability to arrange furniture in any other way than end to end. Ideally, applicants would prefer to build the 16 by 18.7-foot room. However, the applicants are requesting only a 4-foot encroachment of the rear setback for a 14-foot deep addition as it is the smallest space to accommodate applicants' needs in terms of their large family size and existing table. With respect to the third criterion, not created by the applicant, applicants were vacationing in Bethany Beach during the summer of 2014, and while bicycling through the trails of the Fresh Pond area of the Delaware State Seashore Park, by chance happened to come upon the small hamlet of 36 homes that is Bethany Preserve. Applicants chatted up two of the residents, who told them that only one unimproved lot, number 31, which is my lot, remained in the community. Applicants later returned and met their future neighbors, who essentially sold them on the smallish community of primarily retired folks like the applicants, and well more than half of them whom are full-time permanent residents. Thus, if applicants wanted to live in Bethany Preserve, then the only available new home or resale available at that time was lot 31, like it or not. It was that lot or nothing. Moreover, when it came to choosing a home for applicants' lot, only two of the builder's models had a footprint small enough to fit within the front, side, and rear setbacks. And as indicated in siting and building the home, the builder or its engineer did not permit applicants to have any input whatsoever as to where the house was sited, or in moving the structure forward or to either side so as to accommodate additional improvements at a later date. The builder did offer as an option only a deck or screen porch in the rear portion of the property where the applicants now wish to construct a four-season room. And applicants declined that option because they knew at the time that a four-season room would be needed that would be a gathering place for their large extended family, even in winter months, particularly holidays such as Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, and Easter. Applicants were repeatedly advised by more than one of the builder's representatives that they would be able to build an attached structure of any size so long as it remained 5 feet from the property line. And it was not until the applicants received a lot survey at the time of loan closing in January 2015 that the county imposed setbacks were 30 feet in the front, 10 feet in the rear, and on both sides. That was the first point that it was made known to the applicants. Applicants were subsequently advised by fellow residents that the lots surrounding the pool had been re-subdivided on one or more occasions to permit certain lots to have greater depth and to reduce the boundaries of the adjoining common space where the pool is located. Lot 31 did not increase in size as a result of that process. The applicants believe that the reason that Lot 31 remained unsold for 9+ years was because it was the only one available to them. The rear property line of Lot 31 borders common space on which, as with respect to the fourth criterion, will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. The rear property line of Lot 31 borders common space on which the community swimming pool and pool house are located. And the area of proposed development faces the pool's mechanical room, which houses the swimming pool's electric pump and other equipment. The proposed development is consistent with other existing improvements in the neighborhood, including 3- and 4-season rooms, decking, and hardscaping. The proposed development will not interfere or diminish any aspect of adjoining neighbor's property or the respective owner's use or future development of their property. Rather, the proposed development will be built in a design similar to existing improvements within the community by a licensed professional with utilization of the best materials, which will only be a further enhancement to the community as a whole. The requested 4-foot encroachment will not in any way interfere with the usability of the community property, nor detract from the use of any neighbor with respect to his or her use of their own respective lot. No detriment to the public welfare of any community member or the public in general is foreseeable. With respect to criterion number 5, the minimum variance, the requested variance of 4 feet is the minimum variance to permit the applicants to build in a room of a size to accommodate a large extended family and guests and an existing large oak table held by the owner for many years. Anything smaller will preclude its use as a gathering place for meals, socializing with family members, and holiday celebrations. In addition, one applicant's mother, that's my wife's mother, my mother-in-law, who is 90 years of age, is experiencing deteriorating health of both a physical and cognitive nature and likely will be living with the applicants at the property in the very near future. The proposed 14 by 18.7 foot 4-season room will allow her some personal space to walk freely without fear of falling on floor coverings or other obstacles. She could enjoy the pool view and evening sun each season of the year.
All right, okay, sir. Start out with
Mr. Hunt, do you have any questions?
Is it a single-story dwelling?
It is not a single-story. It's a double-story.
Two-story? So roughly 2,500 feet?
It's closer to 2,800. I believe it was when it was appraised, it was 2,840 square feet total.
And just for the record, who was the builder?
NV Homes.
NV Homes.
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
No further?
Mr. Ricker. You said NV Homes told you that you'd have no problem adding on to this lot? Is that what they said to you?
With respect to either a deck or a screened porch.
Well, they could put a 10-foot. So what size porch did they recommend to you?
We were not interested in either, so we knew that...
I got you. All right, I got you. In other words, you're, this is what you want.
This is what we need.
This is what you wanted, I believe. And when you bought this lot, the 75 by 114 deep, you knew you didn't have much to work with there, did you?
That's correct. We know that it's very tight, but we knew that we wanted to live in this community.
That's the reason the builder told you that, I believe, because you didn't have that much to work with anyway.
Yes, it is very tight. As I mentioned initially, it is the tightest with respect to the common area in the neighborhood.
What was your answer to not created? This is not being created by you. It's not being created by the applicant. Explain to the board why you feel that this is not being created by you.
We have a table. A table that has been in my family for a number of years. I've owned the table for more than 20. It belonged to my parents. And the table does not fit in the bump out that exists currently. Mm-hmm. And so I do have a large family. I have three children that are adults. I have two siblings. My wife is an only child, but her mother, who will be living with us, has seven other siblings and literally hundreds of cousins, nieces, nephews. And so we needed a space for a larger space for eating. And so that will accommodate it. It's a 12-foot table with 10 chairs.
What do you do now?
It's condensed. It has leaves that are able to be removed, and it's now condensed to six chairs in an 8-foot capacity. And even so, to open up the rear door of the home to go out to a landing that was built by NV Homes, it requires you to remove the chair out of that area to be able to fully extend that door to open it.
Have you talked to your builder since then that you know that this is going to, you know, you'd have to appear before the county to do what they said you wouldn't have a problem with?
I've occupied the house since the end of January, and I've had an extended list of items to take care of. I know what the response will be, because I've received that same response in so many other instances. And I have a list of things that are still undone with respect to the property. So I didn't see that as being the smartest remedy.
Okay, thank you. No other questions.
Okay. No questions.
No other questions. Okay. Mr. Bell?
No questions.
Sure.
Yeah. What's unique about the property? Because what it sounds to me like is you're building the addition for the table.
Well, the table to accommodate my mother-in-law, who will be able to move about the circled out room. She's also a quilter, a sewer. She enjoys reading during the day. That will be the area that she spends her daytime hours.
A 10 by 18 foot room wouldn't be sufficient?
Well,
that would fit from what I'm seeing here.
The 10 is the legal limit, yes. The builder that we have that is going to construct the project has shown us the computerized version of what it looks like, and has shown us some actual models where it was built at 10 by 19 or 10 by 18.7. And it has a tunnel effect. And I don't believe it's large enough to accommodate what we have in mind.
Have you Have you looked at going interior? Is there space in the interior, or walls could be removed there so that you could have space there to have it opened up there?
It's not something that we actually have considered. It being a new home, the area that is on the interior of it is the living room area. And it currently has two couches and two chairs. So that is the area that we are able to assemble at this point in time. But it's... Well,
I guess, one of the things that this board has to look at is that this has to be necessary to enable reasonable use, which means you can't have, there's no other way that this could be done.
Right.
And it's also got to be the minimum variance to afford release. So, that if you can do it smaller, or you can do it in compliance, then that's how, that's what needs to be done. And that's why, I'm asking you, 10 by 18 is 180 square foot. That's a fairly sizable room, and I'm just curious as to why that wouldn't work. And from what I'm hearing you, is just trouble moving around the table in there?
We have currently have problems with the table where it is located, and certainly cannot.
Is it in the house, I presume?
The table is in the house. It's in the bump out that's on the left side of the property. I don't actually see it on the map.
The aerial's from 2012, so the house is not shown on the aerial.
Okay. The table is one issue because it requires to have multiple seatings for individuals that have come for food or whatnot, come for meals, and requires multiple people to sit down at different times. And we're trying to sit everyone together as much as possible. And that's not feasible in the current setup. So to make the table a 12-foot length with 10 seating areas, that's one of the reasons that we need it. The other reason is my mother-in-law, for her purposes. Throw rugs throughout the house. They're obstacles. Obviously, when she does come to live there, we will have to remove those items. But it's still not conducive to, free movement. If she uses a walker for ambulation or a cane. And so that is the area that she will be using to move. She cannot go outside and ambulate on the sidewalk.
And she wouldn't. What you're saying is she wouldn't be able to do that in a 10 by 18 foot room. She needs it to be 14 by 18.
Well, to accommodate both the table and the space that she needs to move about, yes.
And the table is not something that can be.
It can be disposed of.
Oh, I mean, I'm not.
Yes.
Talking about it can't. I think you mentioned there were leaves and things like that.
Yes. So. Yes.
All right.
That is
you.
True.
Okay.
So, do you have a dining room?
We have no dining room. We have a home office. In as you come into the house, it's to the left.
That used to be the dining room.
It was designed by the builder to be a dining room. Yes.
And how big is it?
I can't honestly say what the size of it is.
Oh, okay.
So the table was never in the dining room?
Table was never. It's too small for the table. Yes. We have tried the table in there.
Oh, all right, Jim.
One more question.
Yes, sir.
So to describe the back of your house to the pool there. Is there a fence around the pool?
There is. There's a vinyl fence.
It's a vinyl fence.
Correct.
So a privacy fence for the pool and...
There is. And there's a mulch bed of maybe 4.5 feet.
A mulch bed?
Mm-hmm. And then there's another section of grass.
And who maintains the mulch bed?
And that's the community.
Okay. All right. So... What would this, would anybody even see the sunroom?
I'm sorry, I could you repeat the question, please?
Would anyone even see the sunroom? Could they see it from the pool?
Yes, they would be able to see it from the pool.
They would be able to.
Yes.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Okay. I got just one other question,
right.
Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
I just want to clarify, you mentioned your lot's different than others in the neighborhood, but when I look at the tax map, it looks to be similar to the one next door. Is that?
There are three lots that are, it's 29, 30, and 31 that are very similar. But when you compare it to lot 23, which is nearly a third of an acre, I share a property line with lot 23, it's considerably larger. And the lot next to me is approximating that amount as well. But those three lots are small lots. But they do not abut the property or the pool area.
How many lots are in the community?
36.
Thank you.
Question, sir.
It appears that lot 30 adjacent to your property is not as deep. Is that correct?
That's correct.
But the house is built within the building restriction lines?
Yes. There are about two models that the builder was offering, and that is one of them. The other one is the one I have.
Thank you.
Hearing no further, excuse me, then no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion. Excuse me.
Mr. Chairman,
yes,
the applicant has gone through the criteria for a variance.
Yes.
In doing so, I have not found a need here. I think it's something they want. I don't find there's a need for the sunroom on there to accommodate a table. It cannot otherwise be developed. Certainly it can... maybe do something inside for it, but when the applicant bought this piece of land, he knew that there wasn't much of a building situation there that didn't require the board. And I believe that this it's an exceptional practical difficulty has been created by the applicant. So, with those statements I just made, I say that we, in my mind, I'd like to make a motion that we deny case number 11,006.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second, for the same reasons. I think it's more of a want than a need for a table, we explained. So,
second that motion?
Yes.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Workman that we deny case number 11,806. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye. For the reason stated that it is created by the applicant, I'm not going to address need.
All right. Mr. Hudson?
Nay.
Okay, again, Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye.
And aye, Mr. Callaway. So by a vote of 4-0, case number 11,806 is denied.
Okay. Thank you.
That's it. Next case, please.